I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. The best definition of a man or a woman I have ever heard was given by Father George Tribue, the principal of Catholic High School for Boys in Little Rock. He often told us boys, "A man is he who controls the animal within which he lives. A man is he who controls the animal within which he lives." Now that definition is based on assumption that every human being is composed of two things, of soul and body. Or put another way, there is an angel or an animal in each of us. If the angel does not tame the animal side of us, then the animal will kill the angel in us. The animal side pursues pleasure like money, sex, and power. Or more colloquially, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what the animal wants. If you pay close attention to advertising, you'll notice how advertisers always appeal to the animal side of us. The first rule of advertising today is sex sells. On the other hand, the angel in us can get the upper hand and tame the animal, and we become real men or real women, controlling the animal within which we live. The angel in us aims at a higher happiness, like honesty, hard work, humility, holiness. I remember in philosophy, they taught us an ancient aphorism which goes, "It is better to be Socrates dissatisfied than to be a pig satisfied." In other words, it's better to be a happy person like Socrates than to be a happy pig. Obviously, I did not study philosophy at the University of Arkansas, where everyone wants to be a happy pig. Nevertheless, the answer should be self-evident, which is better. We should seek the higher happiness of people, not that of pigs. In the gospel today, Jesus agrees with Father Tribue's definition of a man, but he adds that it is in him and only in him that we find higher happiness. Our Lord says, "Remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." That is when the angel tames the animal. When you control the animal within which you live, you experience Jesus' own joy, which completes our own joy. I once heard Bishop Robert Barron say that we live at a higher pitch of creation when we are united with Jesus. Think of a musical score like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, for instance, written and performed at a higher octave, a higher pitch. Our happiness is how higher our satisfaction is deeper. Our love is more intense. Our purpose is more defined. Our sacrifices seem smaller. We are no longer a happy pig, but a happy person. Folks, let me suggest three ways that you can control the animal within which you live and help the angel to tame the animal side of you. First, take time to pray every day. You know, I sometimes walk through the church offices praying the rosary during office hours. It keeps me calm in the middle of a stressful day as I finger the rosary. And when the staff see me praying the rosary, they calm down too. Prayer helps me hit that higher happiness and touch the joy of Jesus. Second, do some daily penance by making small sacrifices each day. Don't put sugar in your coffee. Don't listen to the radio while you drive around. Come 5 minutes earlier to Mass. Stay 5 minutes later after Mass. These things allow your angel to tame that animal in you. That animal that only seeks the passing pleasures of this world. Instead, penance helps you reach a higher happiness. And third, help the poor. You know, sometimes we think we should help the poor as an addendum to living our faith. We give them the leftovers after we've taken care of the important things. But Pope Francis says the poor should come first in living our faith. The poor and the marginalized always come first to the Holy Father. The Pope jumps out of bed every morning to help the poor. That's how he acts, more like an angel and less like an animal. Oh, and by the way, I do want to apologize for this homily to all my friends at PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I want to assure you that no actual animals were harmed in the making of this homily. Praise be Jesus Christ.